Hi, this is my favourite Elliott Smith song. In this podcast, we try in our own very small way to keep Elliott Smith's legacy alive by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. So hi and welcome to the show. Our guest today is the musician Ellen Kempner. Ellen leads the band Palehound, a three-piece group that began as her solo project back in 2014. Palehound released their third album earlier this year, Black Friday, which is well worth having a listen to if you haven't heard it before. You can definitely hear a few Elliott Smith influences in there. And in this episode, Ellen talks about writing that album with Elliott there somewhere in her mind. She also talks about how she was introduced to his music by a former guest on this show, and I won't issue a spoiler alert and tell you who it is. And she also talks about her favourite Elliott Smith song too, of course, which I'm actually quite surprised we haven't covered before on the podcast. So here it is then. Here's the interview I recorded with Ellen.
Hi, I am Ellen Kempner, and I play as Palehound. My favorite Elliott Smith song is Rose Parade. I've chosen Rose Parade because I think it's an incredible view into loneliness in a crowd, and I am very inspired by the way he paints a picture in the lyrics. And I love that about this song, and it's something like this song has kind of inspired me to try writing a song that can tell that kind of story and paint that kind of picture, and I'm still working on it. Yes, we are coming. Down the street
like the Duracell buddy. You talk about the way he likes to paint a picture with words in this song. Are there any particular lines that stand out to you as really good in doing that?
Yeah, just like throwing out candy that looks like money, that one, and like tripping over a dog in a choke chain collar. Just like little things that, you know, we see at daily and don't think about, and just mundane little aspects of it, like not even really focused on the people in the parade itself or the person he's with, but like these little fleeting things that he's seeing as he's kind of trying to get through the crowd. The weekend away from the cavalcade, throwing out candy that looks like money.
Does it seem to you that in the song that Elliott is being encouraged by someone to go down to the Rose Parade?
Yeah, it's and it's so funny because like until, you know, I knew that I was doing this podcast, I had like not listened to the song close enough. So I was actually just listening to it and realizing that it goes a little deeper than what I thought, which is that like, yeah, he is like with a friend, and it seems like his friend is like, come on, just like come try to have a good time with us. And he's just like trying and can't. And there's a lot of anxiety, I think, in the song.
And in an interview that I read, Elliott said the song was supposed to be about parades in general, not specifically about one parade in Portland, and just how basically he hates them. Do you think the kind of the concept of a parade is quite an anti-Elliott Smith idea?
Yeah, I do think of a parade as being very anti-Elliott Smith because of like how much of a loner he seems to be, you know, like in his music and how singular like he is as a songwriter and how singular his narratives usually are. And like, so the idea of like camaraderie and like joy is completely foreign, I feel like, to him. So won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Tripped over a dog in a choke chain. I love the musicality of this song. This is one of the songs that, like, when I sit down with a guitar, I start playing this one. You know, it's just like such a perfect guitar part. It's kind of is joyous, the guitar part. Like, it kind of sounds like that da 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 da. You know, that could be like a trumpet line in like some shitty marching band. You know what I mean? Like, just like something kind of lighthearted. But then like when the drums come in, it just kind of, I love that moment when like the band hits and it just kind of like, it's almost like, okay, now you're trudging along with him in a way, you know, like something starts weighing it down. Ridiculous watching bands start to play. Got me singing along with some half-hearted victory song.
And do you remember when you heard this song for the first time?
Yeah, it was like right at the towards the beginning of, you know, when I was in high school and started kind of getting into Elliott Smith. And you know, so everyone was like, Either Or is like the record that you should listen to. And it took me a second to get into it, I think, because I had never heard anything like it. And I was used to listening to a lot of like heavier stuff at the time. And I think that like, so because I was like so drawn to heavier songs, I was like really, I was listening to like Ballad of Big Nothing and like even Pictures of Me, you know, and stuff like that. And then as I kept on listening to the record, Rose Parade started standing out to me even more. So yeah, that's, and I remember just being like, oh, is this the song that I've been skipping? That's ridiculous. This song is amazing. Won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? Won't you follow me down to the Rose Parade? There's like that classic Elliott Smith line of despair, of course, the last one, which is when they clean the street, I'll be the only shit that's left behind. And I think that that's like his last lyric of the song. And I think that definitely, yeah, illustrates that despair. Besides that, I love the line about the trumpet's obviously been drinking, because I like feel like humor in Elliott Smith songs is kind of rare. And so that's like a little gem of like humor that he puts in there. Trumpet has obviously been drinking, 'cause he's fucking up even the simplest lines. They say it's a sight that's quite worth seeing. It's just that everyone's interest is stronger.
Is Either Or your favorite Elliott Smith album then?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. It's just, it's like one of my favorite albums of all time. And it's probably the most inspiring record to me of all time too. You know, that was a real life changer. And that's an album that, you know, I come back to always, and it's always so special. You know, it was at a time when I was like, you know, I was in high school and I was kind of trying to, and I was writing my own songs, but I was like, as a songwriter, very much a high school student, and that I like didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know who I wanted to be, and I didn't know what kind of songs I wanted to write. And then I heard that album and I was like, this is it. Like, this is what I want to sound like, or like, these are the songs I want to try to write. And like, this is what I've been trying to do. And this is what I've been like trying to capture and trying to feel and like evoke in my own music in a way. So it was just kind of like, I finally found like a goal of like, oh, if I could sound like this or like sound kind of like this, like that would feel right to me.
And who was it who introduced you to Elliott Smith?
Yeah, it was my friend Sadie, Sadie Dupuis. Has she been on this podcast? Yeah, it was her. She was like, she's older than I am, but we've been friends since like I was younger. And, you know, so she was kind of like my cool older friend who like would show me music, and like she showed me like, you know, Liz Phair and like some other stuff. So she had actually been the one who had showed me like those kind of like heavier rock stuff, like Liz Phair and like Pavement and some other stuff. So, and then she showed me Elliott Smith and I was like, oh, this is a little different. Yeah. And then that was like totally what clicked the hardest. I have this great memory of Sadie and we were, I don't remember exactly where we were, but oh, you know what? We were working at a summer camp and we were in this like cabin that was like the music shed. And she put on Pictures of Me. And I just remember like, you know, that just, that has that keyboard that's just You know, it's just very like, and she was just like hopping around to it. And then we just kind of started hopping.
Now, in the summer, you released your third album, Black Friday. And when you were recording those songs and writing those songs, was Elliott Smith in your mind as kind of a conscious influence? Or is it more of a subconscious thing that he influences you?
Yeah, I feel like that's always there. And it's like very subconscious at this point. You know, he's kind of like, I've kind of absorbed his influence in this way that I feel like I'm not even conscious of, you know, where it's like these decisions that I don't, when I make them, I'm not like, this is because of, you know, I'm trying to do this thing that Elliott Smith does. I think that it's just like his influence has become completely integral to my songwriting. So like, yeah, he's, I feel like he's everywhere with that stuff. And like, there are moments when I'm recording or when I'm writing, when I do kind of try to like do something that he does, or, you know, I'll choose an acoustic guitar instead of an electric for a song or something. That song Worthy on Black Friday, that was the one that I remember being like, I want this one to drive, like it's on Either Or, in terms of it being like a acoustic rocker, I guess, you know, cause he's like the king of acoustic rock songs. And I think that he like, that's kind of, his ability to do that has made me more confident in doing that myself.
And when I listen to that album, your album, it seems very vulnerable and very emotionally honest. Do you see the parallels with Elliott Smith's work and your work? And is that something, that vulnerability, is that something that you were looking to channel with this album?
I mean, that's just another instance of like his influence being something that just is in every facet of my songwriting by this point, because it's like, I feel like when I was listening to him, I was like, oh, and he's so vulnerable in his lyrics and it's cool and it doesn't sound like whiny and it doesn't sound like, and it's like, oh, maybe I can also do that and be more vulnerable instead of like, you know, I start off by writing strictly in metaphors, just to like kind of hide it a little bit more. And because like bands like Pavement do that a lot. And so when I heard like Elliott Smith's music, I was like, oh, his lyrics are just like completely raw and it's just completely him and it's so effective. So then I think that knowing that he did that made me feel less fearful of doing it myself.
And is it hard as a songwriter to be that vulnerable?
I think so, and not even just as a songwriter. You know, it's like when you just think about being vulnerable as a person, you know, and like how hard that is. It's not much different when you're writing a song. It's hard to be vulnerable in general. Yeah, I think it's the same. And the only thing that's different is that, like, you know, when I'm vulnerable, I know that it's going to reach a wider audience than if I'm just being vulnerable to a friend. So that's the only thing that's like, definitely is a little scary about it, is just being vulnerable to like a bunch of people you don't know.
Thank you very much to Ellen Kempner for being an excellent guest on my favourite Elliott Smith song. And as is now tradition, let's have today's listener pick, which also comes from the album Either Or.
Hi, this is Andrew Alarcon, and I wanted to talk about my favourite Elliott Smith song. And it's off of Either Or. It's called Punch and Judy, one of the more shorter songs on this record. It comes right after Rose Parade and before Angelus. I feel like this song is perfect in every way because of how subtle it is. Not only because of like how subtle it is in the placement of Either Or, but if you listen to how soft all the instruments are played, every instrument is subtle in its own way, including Elliott's voice, because he sounds like he's barely there. And I love how like short bursts, how the lyrics come, how the verses come in like short bursts, and the chorus is also. I feel like the song, in the beginning of the song, it sounds like someone or Elliott talking to someone at like a gathering or something, And he wants to do it very discreetly, but he notices at the same time that people see him trying to talk to this person, and all these people are interpreting that interaction the wrong way. I feel like that's something I can find relatable, in terms of like the people that I might have spoken to, and like people interpreting it the wrong way. I feel like it's very hard to do anything in your life without people interpreting it the wrong way. So you kind of have to just not care about it. I just love the line, driving around up and down Division Street. I used to like it here. It just bums me out to remember. I love that line so much because it feels like someone revisiting like this memory that they once had, or revisiting this place that they used to go to, and trying to relive the moments that they experienced. And but in trying to do that, they kind of don't get those same feelings that they once had. I feel like that's something a lot of people can relate to. I feel like this whole song itself will probably never get old for me. I'll probably listen to it for the rest of my life, probably, because it's just so great. And I love it so much.
And thank you to Andrew for sending that in to us. It's very much appreciated. We're running out of time in this series, but if you want to be featured on the show in future episodes, then please do feel free to send us a voice note telling us what your favourite Elliot Smith song is to info@myfavouriteelliotsmithsong.com. And that's basically it for today. Thank you to Ellen Kempner and Andrew Alicorn for being our guests. Thanks also to Elizabeth Wood Stanley for producing this show with me. And thank you very much for listening to it. And we'll have at least one more show for you before Christmas. So we do hope you can join us next time. See you soon.